This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome.
Blue.
It's the Paul Parent Garden Club. No phone number needed. We are coming at you live, but we have taped this prior to today's show. It's live. It's just no phone calls needed, right? Don't need to have... all you need to do is listen today and enjoy it. So, you know, we are a few days from Christmas. We just had a great conversation with Karen from Natural Alternative. Great gift guides. Great, ideas. You know, talk some ice melt, talk some protolizer. I even threw that curveball in there about adios. I mean, how funny would it be to just buy your neighbor a gift? You've been talking to him all year about, you know, killing some weeds or something. Or maybe the weeds are coming into your yard and you're like, I got an idea. I'm going to send him a weed killer. Anyways, I threw a wrench at her. She took it like a champ. We had a great talk about it. So I appreciate, time that Karen gave us for this. So, definitely appreciative. But where, you know, what else is going on with when it comes to Christmas, right? You know, there's a lot of different Christmas trees. If you haven't bought your Christmas tree yet, I'm sure the selection's gone down a little bit, but there's plenty of trees out there, right? Is it your local garden center? Is it an area where you cut your own, right? What is it? What is it that is out there that you can do and choose from? Now, obviously, you're going to choose a real one versus a, you know, artificial. But what kind is it going to be? Is it going to be a balsam fir? Is it going to be a Fraser fir? Is it going to be a blue spruce? Is it going to be, you know, a mix? What's it going to be? Could be even a white pine. But what kind of tree is it? That's what, you know, if you haven't done it, that's what going to the garden center and walking around, enjoying the fresh smell, enjoying it. Now, where does the Christmas tree come from? You know, how did it all start? You know, where did this really, you know, happen? Well, Germany is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition. It was about the 16th century that you know, the devout Christians brought in decorated trees into their homes. So this was, again, back in the 16th century, bringing the trees in. And this wasn't, the way we look at it, you know, wired branches and everything. This is candles on them, a few decorations here and there, but bringing them in to celebrate. Now, the Christmas tree coming to America wasn't until the 1800s. They say the first one that was displayed was in about the 1830s, and that was actually German settlers. So Germans brought it to America, right? And this is really bringing them more indoors. They had had them in the areas. They called it, they kind of had them as community trees, right? But, you know, it moved on, and but it got brought into the country, into Pennsylvania, by the Germans. What else comes with the tree, right? In the late 1800s, that's when ornaments started becoming popular on Christmas trees. And that's when you started to see more decorations on it versus just, you know, parts of it. Whereas Europeans used small trees, about 4 feet in height. But Americans, they go big or go home, right? And they're bringing in the Christmas tree that reached from floor to ceiling. So that's where you see the, you know, the big change into it was in the late 1800s, early 1900s, where America said, I'll show you a Christmas tree. And then as time progressed, right, more of your the homemade ornaments were put on there. You know, you saw like dried fruit. You know, popcorn was being on there. And then, as time permitted, lights got on there. Right? Now, the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree was one that started back during the Depression era. The tallest tree that was displayed at Rockefeller Center was in 1948, where it was a Norway spruce that measured 100 feet tall. Whereas the first tree at Rockefeller Center was actually in 1931. Didn't have a lot to it. Smaller, everything. So, times changed with it as throughout. Now, so for some different countries with the Christmas tree in Canada, right? The German settlers brought it there, but in the 1700s, they brought a lot of those different things in there. And it was Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert, that put up the Christmas tree in the Windsor Castle in 1848. That's when it became tradition throughout England, the United States, and Canada. Great Britain is usually a Norway spruce. That's the one that you bring inside there. And look at some other areas, right? Like Brazil. Think of Brazil, right? Christmas falls during the summer in Brazil. So sometimes pine trees are decorated with little pieces of cotton to represent that falling snow. Sweden, a lot of people, you know, buy their trees early, but it's not uncommon to just have it only a few days in there. And that's more decorated with like wooden animals and straw type items, etc. So it's all different traditions throughout. So you know, just something to be thinking about when it comes to a Christmas tree and the real, you know, the history behind it. Some other things to be thinking about when it comes to the Christmas tree. Sorry, excuse me here. You know, the difference. And I brought it up already a little bit, but the difference between now and way back when this really started was it was really a lot of edible decorations on trees, whereas now it's all artificial, right? Nothing crazy, nothing special. One cool fact about a Christmas tree is 98% of all Christmas trees are grown on a Christmas tree farm. Crazy, right? For a Christmas tree, it can take around 6 to 8 years for that tree to mature to the size that you want. Now, we know that a lot of Christmas trees are cut down every year. But did you know that 77 million Christmas trees are planted at tree farms each year? So for those who are out there saying, oh, Christmas trees, it's bad for the environment. It's just they're cutting down too many. Well, 77 million are planted a year. Can you say that about other plants? What else for some cool different things? One of the tallest ever Christmas trees to be cut was a Douglas fir. It was 221 feet tall. It was actually decorated and placed in the Northgate Shopping Center in Seattle. Pretty crazy, right? Anyways, we're going to take another break. A few more things about Christmas, so stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Phone number needed here. We are just giving information for you about the about Christmas, different things we can be doing this time of year. We've talked a little bit about the history, some different things about Christmas trees. But what else is there? What is, you know, what styles are there? We started talking about the different ones. Of the different Christmas trees. You know, your most common is going to be your balsam Christmas tree, right? The balsam fir is probably the most common and the best overall tree. Now, another one that would do well inside, that actually you might think of as the best for decorations to hold bigger ornaments, would be the Fraser fir. Right? The Fraser fir, the branches are stiff and they'll hold the ornaments a little bit easier. One that has a pretty decent color to it, but man, you don't want to touch it, is that blue spruce. Bring that inside and you won't have a cat or a dog running into it because it's going to hurt them when they touch it. Another one that would be great for ornaments would be like a white spruce, right? Lighter needles to it. It's not going to sharp. It's not as sharp. It's got a little bit bluish color. The best smelling, in my opinion, and others, other than like a grand fir that has like the big fragrance like a balsam, would be the white fir or the concolor fir. That has some of the best smell to it. It almost has like a citrusy smell to it. And it's got a cool color, bluish green. So that's something to really think about. And those are, you know, your major trees for purchase for Christmas. You could even have like a white pine tree, right? That's going to be the one that's going to have the most natural look for you, right? So these are just a couple options of different trees that you could use in your house this year. But the most that you're going to find at stores are mostly Fraser fir and balsam fir, right? So a Fraser fir is going to be a little bit more expensive than a balsam fir, whereas a balsam fir is going to have those different value prices for you. This is the one that is your most common. It's the typical one that you see. When people think of Christmas tree, they think of balsam fir, right? That's the big thing to it. It has pretty good needle retention when it's taken care of, but I think a Fraser fir actually has better needle retention, in my opinion, where it's going to hold them longer, hold the needles longer, but it's also going to hold on the branch. So depending upon who you talk to, you're going to have people who are team balsam fir and then people who are team Fraser fir. Still got time to get out there and purchase them, but I know that the Fraser fir has become so much more popular that you might not see them as readily available. So those are a couple different types of Christmas trees that you might add to your house this year. One thing to think about, never take any of the branching or the stump or anything like that of a Christmas tree, like a balsam fir or a Fraser fir, and don't add it to a fireplace, right? It actually, the sap and everything in it can lead up into a pretty bad creosote buildup. So it's not very good to be in your chimney. So just something to think about when it comes to burning it afterwards. Don't throw it into your fire, okay? One cool just recorded date when it came to a Christmas tree. The first ever recorded decorated Christmas tree was in 1510 in Latvia. So we're at 500 years of history with the Christmas tree. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weedin' Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weedin' Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weedin' Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. In the headlines this Sunday morning, holiday shoppers in Austin, Texas say it was a chaotic scene as shots fired at a mall Saturday afternoon. Police say one person injured at Barton Creek Square Mall after two people got into a fight. Many people were at the mall to simply relax and get their picture taken with Santa Claus. Stormy weather in normally sunny Florida. The major pre-Christmas holiday storm pummeling the state with heavy rain and powerful wind. Tourists having to take cover instead of soaking up the sun on the beach, the system now making its way up the East Coast, threatening to make travel plans a mess. In Boston at the harbor Saturday night, folks busy celebrating the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party.
Our governor has ordered that we unload this tea. I say we applaud him!
And I'm Laura Winters. You're listening to USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And welcome back to the Ballpark Garden Club. No phone number needed. We are just talking Christmas. We're talking different things. We've had some great conversations today. Started off early with the gift guide. Some different ideas to give to your gifts for friends, family, etc. And then we moved on to the second hour where we were kind of thinking about different things for the spring, right? And then Karen from Natural Alternative was with us. Now we've talked a little bit about different things about a Christmas tree, the style, some of the meanings behind it, where it started, all those things. Now, there's only so many days left for it, so, you know, if you're one of those who wait till the last minute and get it, like, the 24th and put it up that day, well, sit back, relax. You got another 7 days. Anyways, we did touch base a little bit earlier, and I just want to reiterate it. Using your tree after the season's done. I really want you to think about what you're going to do with it. Don't necessarily just throw it out to the curb or bring it to an area that somebody's going to take care of it. You can use it in your backyard to, you know, make cover for some of the wildlife that live out there. You know, whether it be birds or, you know, small animals. Just throw it out into the woods. Leave it at a little bit of an angle off the ground so it can get a little bit underneath it, but use it for that. Or use it in an area where, and by use it, I mean bring it to an area that is going to chip it and use it as mulch, or maybe put it into a compost pile. Maybe you live near a beach and that beach will use it as erosion control. I know some beaches will do that. There's a lot of other options for it. It's not just throw it out with the trash. Think about what else you can do with that Christmas tree. It's the same with the wreaths and the roping that you have left over. Just make sure you take out those, the ornaments, any of that tinsel, all those other things. Because you'll be seeing nests being made in the spring with tinsel out there, and you bring your worst nightmare, of seeing tinsel on a tree, and you'll see it all spring out there in a bird's nest. Anyways, just do some cleanup prior, and then reuse it to help protect. Maybe it's putting it around your plants. Maybe it's protecting your plants, which in turn protect the pollinators, protect the insects, protect the small animals. So all I ask is you think about it. What you do with it obviously is up to you, but I just want you to kind of think about what else you could be doing with it. It's not just toss it. So, what types of things are you looking to bring in for Christmas gifts when it comes to plants? We talked in the one of the segments earlier about just some of your points that is some of your cyclamen, your kalanchoe, your orchids, all those things. One thing I want you guys to think about when bringing in those plants is, are you going to put it in an area that is by a window? Now, if you're looking to get it sunlight and you have a great window for it, perfect. But I want you to check your windows. I want you to check and see, is there a little bit of a draft there? Does any cold air get in? And think about it before you bring the plant there. Because honestly, one of the things that I think happens the most is we bring in the trees or the plants, we put them by a window, and then we never realize that it's getting cold air, and then the plant has an issue. That little draft can give you an issue. So check the windows and check the doors prior to it. Now, a lot of your house plants and a lot of the flowering plants that you have in the house also don't like it the opposite way, right, of being next to a heat source. So it's not just about the draft coming in from the window or the door. We also don't want to put plants right on top of an area where there's going to be a heater, because that's going to change the moisture that's going to be in the plant. That's going to affect, is it dry? Is it wet? How quickly does it flower? Could the roots be too hot? Is it really going dormant? All those things. Because a lot of our plants want to be dormant for the months of January, February, and March. A lot of the flowering plants that are happening now, they go into a dormant period after Christmas, and they want to have that period. So they don't want to have it too hot. They don't want to have it too cold. They don't want to be watered a lot. They don't want to be fertilized. They don't want to be all these extras. They just want to rest. So it's not just about looking at a draft. It's looking about, is there the heat coming too? Right? So air conditioning and heaters are not great places to put your plants. And just make sure that your plant's taken care of. So I want you to look at the different things that could affect the plant. Let's take those factors away and then just have it like something happen in order for it to, for an issue. Let's not make it something that we can prevent, that we could take care of ahead of time. And those are things we can take care of ahead of time. Now, the one thing that I would say is if there is a little bit of draft and you catch it and the plant has been hit by a little draft, I would say use some protolizer on it. Get it so it's going to be in an area where it's not going to get too hot too quickly, because we're going to go from a plant where it's getting some cold air. If we move it to the opposite where it's too hot, it's going to go through a shock period. So we need to try to find that happy medium. And by using a product like Protolizer, it's going to help get through that transition of stress, right? It's a stressful transition that it's going through, and it's, I think it's something that you need to just think about when you're moving your plants this year, or if you're bringing a plant home for Christmas. Look at some of the other little details. Don't just look at, it's pretty, right? Just some food for thought when it comes to your plants this year, bringing them in. A little bit extra thought will help you. Now, what other types of plants might you want to bring in this time of year? Right? It's not just about the flowering. I think, you know, there's some cool different plants out there that might be great gifts, but they're foliage plants. Like one out there is a ZZ plant. Right? A ZZ plant is a pretty cool plant. The ZZ plant is one that has multiple different colors. I mean, they even have some that are black, right? A lot of them are green, but there is some, a number out there that are black, right? A ZZ plant's a pretty cool idea because it's not something you see everywhere. And so when you give it as a gift or you bring it home, it's easy, it's different. And it's also one that needs minimal care. Now, this is one where it has oval-shaped leaves that are very shiny and wide. But the plant shoots upright, and it's almost like the leaves go with it, right? It's just a different looking. It doesn't look like a bushy plant. It looks more like an upright. But this is one that doesn't need a lot, right? You don't have to worry as much if you miss a watering here and there, because it doesn't need as much water. It's more of a drought-tolerant plant. You can literally, during the winter months, water this every couple weeks. It's pretty easy, right? But I think it's just got some cool options to it. I think one of the cool ones is called Black ZZ Plant. If the leaves are completely black, it looks like it got hit by a major frost, but it's just such a cool look to it. Whereas the majority of them are green. They have some that almost look like a purple color to it with a little bit of green to it. These guys don't get big. They stay smaller. They can tend to get expensive on the rarity on some of the newer ones, but they are pretty cool looking. They almost kind of look like an elongated sand silver dollar. Just the top of the leaf. Just something different, right? So a ZZ plant might be a nice option to have as a gift for Christmas. Maybe there's a croton that you like. Maybe it's succulents, right? Succulents are one that's so easy to grow. You don't have to water them as often. You know, these are easy care gifts because you know that if you're giving something like this, the person you're giving them to probably doesn't have tons of time, right? And if they do, they're not going to spend all their time watering their plants and take care of them. So look at some of the easy ones, right? There are a number of easy houseplants out there to give as gifts, like a pothos, spider plant. Lucky bamboo, aloe. A lot of the, some different, you know, the Christmas cactus, right? Maybe it's the snake plant. These are all easy houseplants for the beginner. So if you're looking to give something a little bit different and not just a shirt or a different things, these are some ideas for you. Maybe it's a jade plant. Jade's said to bring good luck. So maybe giving that as a gift is not only showing them that you want to have good luck, but an easy plant to deal with at the same time. one cool one that is in the succulent family. It's called a donkey's tail. It's a type of sedum. It's also known as a burrow's tail. But it's just cool. It almost looks like it's a tail of a donkey, literally, just the way it is. Don't have to do a lot to it. Easy to deal with, easy to grow. These are all great, easy gift ideas for houseplants to give to somebody this year. You got plenty of time left to do it. Go to your local garden center, see what they got in stock, and see if you can bring a couple home. Just make sure you protect it in the cold days. All these plants don't want to be in the cold weather right now. They like their warmer temperatures. As like I said, the greenhouses are always 70 in the cold months. So take care of your plants if you're bringing them outside. Now we're going to take a break here. We get back, we'll wrap up the show, and we'll go from there as time permits. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Needed if you've been joining us. We are talking all the different things. Christmas, we've talked about so much today. I appreciate you guys listening. I should be back in the next few weeks here. Just got a lot going on. Taking a little bit of a break here while I get some stuff taken care of my own. Now, first hour, we talked about a lot of different gift ideas, right? Looking at different plants to give. Maybe it's not just a gift card. It's saying, here's a gift card for this specific. Or, here's a gift card. Make sure you take me to the garden center with you, because I want to see what you get. Then we talked into the second hour in regards to thinking ahead. Thinking next season. Whether it be flowering perennials or roses or trees, one thing I want to just reiterate was look for something that's going to bloom as long as possible. That's where those perennials come in. You heard me talk about, you know, some of the daylilies, the coneflowers. Those guys will add flower throughout the season. Don't just do a one-and-done flower. You know, daylilies, the return series. You know, the happy return. The rosy returns. You know, the Stelladora is in that same family. With some different colors, right? The Stelladora is like an orangey color. Whereas the happy returns is a yellow. And then the rosy return is more of a reddish color. So there's options, right? It's not just one style, but those will bloom multiple times. So look at that. Then look at some of the easy roses that we talked about. Right? You know, not just knockout roses, but some of the ones that we discussed earlier, right? Some of the cool different roses that are out there. I can't remember exactly what I talked about. It's killing me right now, but I know I talked a lot about the knockout roses. There's Zephyr and Druin. There was the Blue Monet, I believe. Just some cool different roses to look at and bring into the garden this year. So just some thoughts there. And then some trees, right? Crab apples, dogwoods, plums, flowering cherries, all the different varieties, all the different colors to add to it. And I want to remind you that when you start to see these flowering out in nature, out in the neighborhoods, that's when all of a sudden they all get bought at the stores because everybody's like, ooh, I want that. And then they go to the store and buy it. So do the research now and say, yeah, I'm going to get me one of those and I'm going to pre-order it. Then our conversation with Karen, awesome information. Really take a look at the gift guide. And remember, you can sit down today, finish your coffee, and just go on to their website at natural-alternative.com. Buy these, and by the end of the week, they should be wherever you need them to be. Whether it be your house, your loved one's house, your neighbor's house, all of those things. So it's definitely something that can still be done and be mailed to you. You know, take a look at their programs. Take a look at some of the bundles that they have. Take a look at Protolizer, right? Their ice melt. You're going to need the ice melt anyways. You might as well use it, you know, get it shipped to you, maybe give it as a gift. Then obviously this hour we talked a bit about the Christmas tree, some history behind it. Went off a little bit about some house plants here and there. Pretty good show overall. I appreciate everybody for listening. Like I said, I should be back in a few weeks here. You know, back to taking some live calls from you guys. But I appreciate everybody who's been listening the past couple weeks for us. Like I said, we'll be back in a few weeks, give or take. And hope for you to have some live content going forward. So a couple things to end it, as always. But real quick, the man behind the scenes here, Nathan, it's his birthday. So happy birthday to Nathan and to everybody out there. Be good to each other. We're all we got. And maybe get out there or in there and plant something. We'll see you later.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.